This is Tom Rowe with the local news for WGXC for Sunday, March 30th, 2014. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. The Associated Press reports in the Daily Freeman that the New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and legislative leaders reached a deal on a $140 billion budget that provides some tax relief for businesses, homeowners, and renters. The fiscal year starts Tuesday, and typically Albany is late with their budgets. Lawmakers are expected to vote Monday on the deal. Quote, the 332-page revenue bill lists property and renters tax credits through so-called circuit breakers, tax credits for families and revisions in banks, corporate and manufacturers, and estate taxes, unquote, according to the report. Read the Daily Freeman for more information. Daily Freeman also, via Thomas, recounts last week's congressional votes on H.R. 4278, $70 million of aid to Ukraine paid for by cutting $70 million of aid to Pakistan. It would expand Radio Free Europe and Radio Liberty and Voice of America broadcasts into Ukraine, Moldova, and the Crimean Peninsula, and takes punitive measures against Russia. Chris Gibson, Republican from Kinderhook, was one of only 19 voting against as it passed with 399 votes. H.R. 2824, this bill would retain mountaintop mining regulations from the George W. Bush administration that a federal judge struck down in February on grounds they violate the Endangered Species Act. Local Republican Gibson opposed the National Mining Association and voted with the Sierra Club on this issue, voting against the bill, which passed 222 to 201. H.R. 1459, the bill weakens presidential authority under the Antiquities Act of 1906 to preserve certain federal lands in their natural state. Observers consider this bill has no chance of passing the Senate or getting a presidential signature. Gibson voted against it as fellow House Republicans passed the bill 222 to 201. Another measure to pass an increase in the federal minimum wage failed 193 to 227 against, with Gibson voting against. H.R. 4152, $1 billion in aid for Ukraine, which previously passed the House, passed the Senate this week 98 to 2, with only Senators Rand Paul of Kentucky and Dean Heller of Nevada voting against it, with New York Senators Kirsten Gillibrand and Chuck Schumer voting for. H.R. 3779, both Schumer and Gillibrand voted to restore jobless benefits that expired in late December for millions of the long-term unemployed. You can see that full story at the Daily Freeman. National Weather Service in Albany has issued a flood watch for the entire WGXC listening area through Monday, 8 p.m., Saturday, March 29th through 8 a.m., Monday, March 31st. National Weather Service in Albany predicts rain after 11 a.m. Sunday and before 11 p.m. Rain and sleet are possible between 11 p.m. and 5 a.m., then freezing rain and sleet likely after 5 a.m. High Sunday should be near 40, and the low around 32. Monday, rain and freezing rain and sleet is also likely before 11 a.m., then a chance of rain. Mostly cloudy with a high near 42 and a low around 28. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 53. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, April.